Later, Zit mentioned it privately to Numpf. Zit liked to hunt, and the bomber drone would wipe out most of the game again. Numpf had also liked to hunt once. But Numpf just sat there and looked woodenly at him. The bomber drone, the one originally shipped in to gas and conquer the planet, remained standing at the firing door in everybody's way, filled with lethal gas, preset, just requiring a few punches of the remote Turl kept in his own possession. Zit shuddered every time he passed it. Turl had obviously gone stark raving mad. That night, in his quarters, Turl did feel spinny. Another day, and he had gotten absolutely no clue as to what Jayed was up to, what the agent was looking for. Turl followed the recon drone photos. The animals were burrowing underground now, which was smart. They might possibly make it, and if they didn't, he had his answers. He looked in on the females every evening, throwing wood and meat at them. Sometimes he found packages outside the cage door. He chose not to think about how they got there, and threw them in too. He'd fixed the water, but so it overflowed. The bigger one was sitting up again. He never saw them without being nagged by the puzzle of psychic powers. He wondered which one of them sent out the impulses and whether they could be read on a scope. Oh well, as long as the animals up in the mountains worked, he'd keep these females alive. It was good leverage. But on day 93, ha! He could not count on the animals not talking. He could not count on the company or government not catching up with him. The animals had to go. And this time, all of them. Turl fell asleep, floundering around in a half-conceived possibility. Jayed was denying him gold. It was Jayed's fault. But how did one commit the perfect murder of a top agent of the IBI? It made one's head spin to try to work it out. Meantime, he would be the model of efficiency. He had to look like the greatest, most cautious and alert security chief the company had ever known. Was he crazy? Really? No. Just clever.